This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The boss at one of the most recognizable brands in America stopped by the other day. Howard Schultz, CEO of Starbucks, has a new book that comes out tomorrow. It's titled For Love of Country, What Our Veterans Can Teach Us About Citizenship, Heroism, and Sacrifice. His co-author also came in, Rajiv Chandrasekharan, a Washington Post reporter who covered the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Starbucks has pledged to hire 10,000 veterans and their spouses within 5 years. Beyond that, I started by asking Howard Schultz, why this focus now?
The problem is, because it has been an all-volunteer service, a tiny, de minimis portion of the American society has been engaged in the war. We don't want the sacrifice that has been made by so many people to be left to just a blur. We have to do something about it. And I think we want to do everything we can to celebrate their service and the sacrifice that has been made.
Mr. Chandrasekharan, this connects to policy. Ultimately, you write a book like this because you want public policy really to change. In what ways?
In a number of ways. One is to get Washington to coalesce around the importance of doing right by our veterans and end the partisan bickering that too often colors these discussions. But it's important for the American public to become more deeply engaged in what these men and women in uniform have done for us since 9/11 and what they have to offer on the home front. As members of the greatest generation pass away, we're going to be left with fewer veterans as a proportion of our overall population. And if we as a country are to remain true to the solemn obligations we've made to those men and women who've gone off to fight for us, that we will take care of them for the rest of their lives in many cases, we need a public that is engaged. We need to build that base of support for this generation as they go through their lives. 55% of men and women who fought in Iraq and Afghanistan say they feel disconnected from civilian life in our country. That's unacceptable. And part of the reason for that disconnect is because when they take off the uniform and they enter civilian life, they're entering a world where people don't really know about what they did. In many cases, don't care. They haven't been following it. They're treated like aliens in some cases. We need to bridge that gap.
This can be debilitating at many levels, but it also sticks in the craw when the employer is expressing these kinds of feelings. What can an employer do to deal with some of this? Howard, you employ a lot of people.
Well, Starbucks made a commitment less than a year ago to hire 10,000 veterans and or their spouses. We've now hired over 1,000 in less than a year.
What's the time frame for that goal?
5 years.
5 years.
But I'm candidly encouraged by the fact that many corporations and many CEOs recognize something very important. The people who have served have extraordinary skills, leadership skills, management skills, high degree of ethics and integrity. There would be a significant loss if we don't recognize the value that the military can bring to the business community, and the American society at large. And so what we're trying to do as a company is tell this story. I've also noticed that the people who are working side by side with a veteran at Starbucks feel a tremendous level of pride about the company. It's galvanized the culture and values of the company. And this is just good business. This is not charity. This is not pity. This is the right thing to do for them and for us.
In the Starbucks case, do you think you sometimes have to overcome stereotypes that people have?
Well, unfortunately, I think so much has been written about brain trauma, but the people
and PTSD. But of course, these exist.
Not only do they exist in great numbers way outside the military. What we have done at Starbucks, which I think has been proven to be very valuable, is we hired a recruiter who was an ex-military person. So he understands the language, the issues, has a high degree of empathy and sensitivity, and that has gone a long way to bridge the gap between us and the people we're interviewing and has built a level of trust with the veterans who are coming back.
Rajiv, I was looking at this. I think it was a Prudential Financial Survey. 4 out of 10 veterans think they're not ready to return to the civilian workforce. So not only does society have to come along, but it sounds like veterans realize they need to prepare in somehow a different way.
Yes, there is a genuine skills gap here. A lot of the men and women who've served have some very specific technical skills. In some cases, they can easily be translatable to the civilian job market. In other cases, there's going to be some additional education, additional training that they need. We're fortunate that we have a very generous GI Bill for this generation, but they have to seize those opportunities. And then it's incumbent upon employers to help to offer training programs to help take some of these individuals who have a real desire to participate in this economy and to get them into successful, fulfilling jobs. I mean, it is different than when the greatest generation came back, when we had a burgeoning manufacturing economy and you didn't necessarily need a robust skill set to get a good job. Right now in our knowledge economy, members of this generation have to work a lot harder to get that job that they want. But you know, the good news is if you have companies that are willing to start offering that and are, and you have a federal government that's willing to provide educational benefits, which they are, and the military is coming around on this. They are offering more vocational training and other sorts of programs. We're moving in the right direction, but clearly more needs to be done.
Because that was part of the promise made to people who sign up for military service. They're serving their country. That may be paramount. But also, if you've seen any of the recruiting ads, it's about this could lead to a decent job. And when you say that many feel unready, I think it's very telling.
Well, you know, I think we're not here to criticize the government, but I think it's fair to say that the government does a much better job of sending young people to war than they do bringing them home. And I think that speaks to the other issue, and that is that I think private citizens and businesses and business leaders have a deeper responsibility today to recognize our part in all of this. And I think that's one of the aspects of the book, to demonstrate that we have to do more.
And what we want to do is change that national conversation. And here was a visionary business leader who wanted to take a leadership role in that. And
he's pointing at Howard Schultz right now.
Yes.
Thank you.
And as a journalist, as somebody who works for a large influential newspaper, I still was able to recognize the unique opportunity in collaborating here to get this message out more broadly and to really fundamentally bridge that gap in our society.
Howard Schultz runs a little outfit called Starbucks. Rajiv Chandrasekaran is a Washington Post correspondent. Their book is called For Love of Country. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you very much.